Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today I'm declaring a Genesis 26 for all of us. In the book of Psalms 51, it says that God make a fresh start in me and shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. This word has been given to me morning by morning the whole week of Christmas, and it overflows in the new year. And this is the same scripture that Christ, that says, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. So today we receive and believe our Genesis beginning. So we need to speak in the midst of chaos like in the beginning of creation. In the Message translation, God created the heavens and the earth was a soup of nothingness and bottomless emptiness and inky darkness. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, and God spoke light, and light appeared. So the vibration of his voice activated this whole creation. You are a declaration away from your breakthrough. So speak and open your mouth and declare the king's decree. This is God's message for the family. The God who redeemed you, my people, no longer will you hang your head in shame, waiting for this with disappointments because of their children and this generation. When they will see the surging birth rate, both spiritual and natural, and when they see the surging and economic prosperity, both spiritual and financial, and God is going to give us wholeness of body, soul, and spirit. Weep no more. When you cry, I will hear you and I will answer you. I will send rain for the seed you sow, and the land will be rich and plentiful with abundance and overflow. And they will fear and rejoice in my name. They will praise the Lord, the God of Israel, and stand in awe of him. And in holy worship, they will honor the holy. And in reverential fear, they will sanctify my name. You will see these children, the work of my hands, my personal gift to you. These children will honor me by living holy lives. The Holy One will bind their bruises and heal their wounds. Those who get off track will get back on track. Their ears will hear a voice. This is the way. Walk in it. The complainers and whiners will learn gratitude. And those who criticize and murmur will accept instruction. And those who in error will believe in truth. And complainers will be willing to be taught. Those who err in mind will know the truth, and the truth will set them free from the spirit of oppression, the spirit of fear and torment, and they will receive love, power, and sound mind. This is for the Claudius of the world, the Freds of the world, the Barons of the world, the James of the world. And then this new year, the Lord said, I want you to declare Jeremiah 32. I will surely gather them and bring them back and let them live in safety. They will be my people and I will be their God. I will give them a singleness of heart and action so that they will always fear me and all will go well with them, for them and for their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them and I will never stop doing them good to them, and I will inspire them to fear me so that they will never turn away from me. There is a revival in this generation that's come. I will rejoice in doing them good, and I will assuredly plant them and plant them in this land with all my heart and soul. So do not be a casualty and a collateral damage in this war. Separate yourself from the accursed mindset, the thinking and patterns of decision-making of this world, because blessed are the people who know the password of praise, who enters his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So return the sound of his word and give his word a voice. Align with heaven's rhythm and receive overflow and breakthrough. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Well, can we stand one more time, please? I gave you a little rest there. There's something in Israel that I always recognize when I went to Israel is they would stand and they would give great respect to the proclamations of God. And I think we need to, in a greater way, do that as a congregation. Amen? And so that's why I asked you to stand. Just go ahead and if you're comfortable with this, put your hands up in the air. Father, in Jesus' name, thanking you for the Holy Spirit. The words that were spoken through the woman of God, we receive with gladness. We make that proclamation out of our own hearts and minds and mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that the very words that were spoken come in line with the word of God, comes in line with your heart, and it was your heart that was spoken, and we receive it now. In Jesus' name, we just proclaim every word, every syllable that is not of God must to die right now and will not bring confusion. And we rise up with people with clarity, with understanding of what you are speaking to our hearts. And today, we receive the totality of the revelation of healing. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, we began a series called God-Given Benefits, and the word benefits, you can do / gifts, and we're going to continue today, excuse me, part two of the gift of supernatural health. Now, our theme scripture of this was when David was writing and was singing to the Lord and was worshiping, he stated this, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, his gifts, who forgives all your iniquities and who heals all your diseases." As you read this and understand the tense of what David was writing, basically he was writing to himself, and he was putting on paper, but he was speaking to himself. In doing so, he was reminding himself of God's health gift. If you understand the time frames of the writing, some of the writing that David does is when he's facing great difficulty, when the attacks of the enemy, when he was battling animals, protecting sheep, when he was the king, all the many things, and when he walked in sin and he received forgiveness of sin. All these things that you and I face, we face spiritual battles. So he was speaking to himself, reminding himself of that God has a gift of health, healing. So in response to this, what he's basically doing, and this is what we need to learn, and this is what we're bringing out in this series, that he is correcting his faith regarding healing. And all of us have been there, because there are times that we're shooting our faith towards the wrong thing. And we're building our faith in a way that is not biblical. And so in this message today, hear what I just said and then just hear the answers and the truths that will bring you back around and, if needed, bringing correction in our own lives, because you and I face many battles, and sometimes those battles have voices with them, and it brings confusion, and we don't know what to think, we don't know how to think, we don't know what to say, and hurt and emotional things happen, and sometimes we even reject God, even though we love God, we're born again, we're going to heaven, we reject his principles because we're thinking that God's doing something that we don't like and God's hurt us, and so we're angry at God. You see in the Bible all the time, men and women of God that were angry at God, and they spoke things that true, they spoke it. It was written down what they said, but it wasn't truth because their emotions were just overwhelmed with the stuff and what they were hearing. On today's day, we have such great difficulty because not only the spirit realm, but you have the spirit realm in many instances guiding the social aspect of our world today, online, all the different things. And you see, you hear things that sound like that they're truth and they're not. And they're bringing confusion in our hearts regarding God's gifts and God's plan for you and for me. So in this area, your battle is, are you going to believe that God heals? No matter what you've heard or experienced or seen. Does he heal us? Remember the last gift we talked about, forgiveness? Does he heal us as well he forgives us? Is it the same? Or does God, we believe real well that God forgives us and maybe God will heal us? But see, the Bible puts them together. So we learned we must correct our belief system regarding health and that healing is a gift. Again, last week we began to ask ourselves and we then began to answer some very difficult theological questions and theological issues. Now, the issues, and I'm going to just bring them real quickly just to go over last week so we can catch up. But first, we began to realize we must know what our salvation consists of. What is included in your salvation? When receiving Christ as Lord and Savior, we must know he has chosen in himself. This wasn't because there was a situation in your life or way back in the Old Testament, someone else's life. He has chosen in himself before creating man of what he was going to give mankind, to give benefits with the salvation, and we will call them, and you've heard it in the songs, you've heard it with Pastor Dan, you've heard this, is their grace gifts, their gifts of God. So the first is the supernatural forgiveness that we covered a couple weeks ago, and today we'll show you a God-given, supernaturally divine healing or health. So again, last week we began with this, with the first question. Remember the first question? Why? And then I did dot, 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 and you fill in the blank. Why am I not healed? Because maybe you're going through that situation now and you're asking God that very same thing or asking your neighbors and friends. Why is my friend or my family not healed? And then we went a little bit theological and we dove into these difficult questions. Why did my friend die? Why did my parent die? Why did my child die? We discussed theologically that scripture tells us Jesus on the cross bore our sins, but scripture also says that he bore our sicknesses. Same thing, same scripture. So Jesus, remember this? This is when we got really deep. He bore the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and the presence of sin. So he did this so that the gifts of salvation are yours to receive. They're grace gifts for you to receive. You say, Pastor, why are you so particular and why are you just banging the hammer on that? Is because when we face what we face in life and we hurt sometimes the way we hurt and we have the difficulty of experiences that we've had, there's a tendency to back away from truth and just believe in what is true, what's happening. And that's not a play on words, because the truth sets you free. True, there are many things in this world, and we understood that there's evil in this world. We'll say that in a little bit. But Exodus 15, 26, remember this, and he said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all your statutes. Notice it's all aligning yourself to truth. I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. God will never punish you for your sins. Why? Because he punished Jesus for your sins. He went to the cross. The debt was paid. Jesus bore your sicknesses, but there is still the presence of evil in this world. And we understood last week that sometimes we fall to the power of these things, even though Jesus defeated the power, but we fall to the power. So we must continue to remind ourselves, as King David did, of the gifts of God. Whatever is happening in your life, you must go back to remind yourself what God did for you and for me. And not base your belief system on what you're experiencing of that day. That's a decision. That's your battle. That's what we have. And so the Holy Spirit really showed me to talk about the salvation, talk about these gifts, so that in the new year, 2026, you heard the prophetic word. By the way, we'll get that and all together. We'll pass it out next week to you so that you can have it, read it, put it on your refrigerator, and remind yourself of what God said to us for 2026. So the first question we answered last week, why? Here's the second. How? In other words, how do I receive healing? The answer is simple. We must ask ourselves this. How did you receive forgiveness of sins? Are you seeing where the Holy Spirit has taken us with this? Remember, forgiveness of sins and healing are in the same verse. I showed you last week many passages that they are both in the same passages. So you receive your forgiveness and your healing the same way. You receive forgiveness by grace. Watch this. By grace, it's a gift. God gave it to you. You didn't work for it, earn it. Through faith, a belief in what God did. All right, that's your forgiveness. Health is a gift, a benefit through faith, and you receive it the same way. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says this, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. Why? Because it is a gift of God. How? Not of works, lest anyone should boast. So it's not how good you are, and I'm going to say this a little bit later, but I'm going to say it now, or how big of faith you have. See, there's some times that we get so overwhelmed with this faith thing, which, by the way, faith is so important. I'm not knocking faith. But see, a lot of times in faith, we begin to have faith in ourselves, instead of faith in what God did in giving us the gift. So we must realign, remind ourselves that health doesn't come, forgiveness doesn't come, health doesn't come because, here's my famous word, we became gooder in life. Right? I know some of you teachers just, it's like I'm scraping my fingernails on the board. But I want you to get it. I want you to remember it, because that's going to cause you to remember. According to James, we know that it's faith that works. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Now, it's a faith that is active. So it's something you are believing, you're acting towards, you are living towards. Change is happening in you. When you're in faith, you change who you are, how you speak, how you live. All that is there in faith. But the faith is not in how good you are. The faith is in how great God is and what he's done for you. Because if you don't understand that, those other voices, those other things, or wrong doctrine will bring you to a place that sometimes you'll say, well, maybe it's just not God's will to heal. Well, if it's that way, then maybe, because same verse, maybe someone who confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and they did all that they did, maybe it wasn't God's will for them to be born again. See, that's how we can get so confused. So let's get back to the truth, is that it's by grace through faith. It is a gift of God. And God's the one that did it. So we got saved by grace through faith. Notice Scripture tells us you are not saved by faith. You are saved by grace through faith, believing in the grace gift. So let me tell you why. If you think you're saved by faith, that could actually be arrogance. Arrogance that you have enough faith to get you to heaven. But here's the truth. I barely have enough faith to trust Jesus as my Savior when I got born again. And because you trusted him as your Savior, his grace gets you to heaven and saves you. Okay, let's keep going. It's the grace of God I get to heaven. Yes, it's received through faith, but his grace through faith, that is, faith is active, but it is grace. It's all the work of God. Your salvation, my salvation, that has these benefits, these gifts, is what God has given. So now, let's talk about some extremes when it comes to salvation, and we'll go to extremes that come to healing. There's an extreme that you have to work to get to heaven. Works. There are religions that are based on that. There's the other extreme that you have to believe and keep on believing. And if you ever doubt, you might be lost 1 week and saved 1 week, lost another week and saved another week. And so everybody's going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to get born again. But I will tell you is that because you're thinking it's works. Something's happened in your life. Some confusion has taken place that has caused you to believe that, you know, you hear people, I mean, hear it on TV all the time. I hope I get to heaven. I know I'm getting to heaven. You know why? Because Jesus did the work, and it's a gift of God. And what I did is I received it through faith. See, and I'll tell you what, you know, when I first got born again, man, I was like, yeah, I'm born again, I'm going to heaven. And I always have been that way. But when it came to healing, because I saw my dad die at a young age. I saw my sister have a disease that destroyed her liver. She had a liver transplant. She lived 15 more years around that and died. And I've seen all kinds of things in ministry. And I'll tell you what, those voices will tell you, well, maybe God's different with this healing thing. But I know I'm going to heaven. It's of grace through faith. But so is healing. Okay? So what I'm trying to do here is not like, oh, I was thinking, no, what I'm trying to do is say, You know, God's got some amazing things planned for us in 2026. Let's be like David. Amen. Let's be like David and remind ourselves of the truth. When the enemy comes in, like a flood, God will raise up a standard. Amen. But a lot of people will quote that scripture and say, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he didn't come in like a flood. When he comes in like a flood, God will destroy it. If you will believe the truth and walk in it, that is by grace that God did it for you. Not because you've gotten better after 5 years of knowing the Lord or 10 years or 15 years. God has always been good. And that's been the truth from the beginning. So with all that, how do you get healed? Well, how did you get forgiven? By grace through faith. So how do you get healed? By grace through faith. But here's some extremes. That healing has passed away. You know, I see brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, mom, dad, brother, uncle, aunt, and I see all this. I see disease. I see cancer. I see diabetes. I see some that have a leg taken off because of diabetes and all that. And God, I prayed, and how come you didn't heal? See, this isn't about pointing a finger and condemning people. This is about that disease and evil uses this to get us out of truth. That we stop believing that healing is a gift of God. That's, watch this, has been bought and paid for. So let's continue. Because every one of you have had experiences that have devastated you because of disease and sickness. God doesn't heal anymore. For some reason, God healed for thousands of years in the Old Testament, and when Jesus was here, and then the book of Acts, and all of a sudden, God just decided he didn't care anymore, and he just stopped healing. Once in a while, a miracle takes place. People believe this. That extreme belief is a works mentality. Because you watch people, they will try to get better. Well, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to do this better. I'm going to do that better. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to, you know, more. And I want to tell you, you could have had more faith. You could have been, you know, almost perfect in life. And the only way you would be born again is that you receive Christ in your life, not because you've gotten better in your life. That's how you get born again. It's the same way how you get healed. So it's a works mentality. A works mentality is, if you eat right, take care of yourself, and exercise, you'll be healthy. Now, my whole life, I've tried to do that. All right? Health is a gift from God. So let's go a little bit deeper, maybe a little bit theological. If salvation is the grace of God, then I should steward that grace well in my life. Matter of fact, Paul says to do that. In other words, steward grace. Always in front of me is the grace of God, the promises of God. Everything that God has given to me is of grace. And so I should steward that well, that my thoughts need to always be based upon not what I'm experiencing, not what's going on around me, not what I'm hearing, but the grace of God. Let me ask you this. How great is God in your mind? Or is that problem greater? Seeing the grace of God. Hmm. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul's saying, don't go back into sin because you're then receiving the grace of God in vain. Watch this. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Grace, the gift of God, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And what I'm saying to you, now is the day of your salvation. What are you believing? Believe in the grace of God, what he did. So I should steward my body. But you know what? I know people who have eaten and exercised well, and disease attack their bodies. It's not by works that I'm healthy. It's by the grace through faith. But here's the other extreme. Faith saying, if you have enough faith, you will be healed. I brought this out many years ago. I believe it was a year before COVID. And I made this statement. The tendency of a works mentality is to put, I'm looking for the word, okay, is to put condemnation on people because they're sick, thinking they don't have enough faith. Church family, we live in an evil world. There's disease and sickness, but we serve a perfect God who has sent his son to die and to take stripes upon his back for our healing, for our salvation, for our healing. You're not healed because you have enough faith or because you do everything right. Anybody here? Past 2025, did you do everything right? If you raised your hand, yes, then in 2026, you just did something that wasn't right. You lied. Because none of us do everything right. And none of us have perfect faith. But you can be healed by grace through faith. Believing the word we can receive. And how do you build your faith? You build faith. But why do you build faith? So you can get more? See, that's an extreme. You build faith so you can stay in your believing in the grace gift of God. Amen. Let me just say this to you. I'm an ultra faith guy. But my faith isn't in me or my actions or works. My faith is in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and what he's done for me. That's where I'm building my faith. So that when disease comes, when attacks come in our families and on our jobs and whatever area of our life, healing is there. The gift of God is there. We have to build our faith so our faith continues to believe the truth that in grace, by grace, he has given you healing, and you receive it by believing what he did. See, I'm telling you, build your faith to the highest. So I'm not coming against faith. And you know, through decades, the church has battled this faith thing. I mean, faith is truth. Exactly what it is. Faith comes from the Word of God. When you know the truth will set you free. Because your faith is believing in the one who is the truth, Jesus Christ. Are you with me? So anything that comes at you in 2026, God is going to honor you and bless you, but you don't allow the stuff of life to change you to where you start distancing God. Putting him at an arm length because you're hurting. You've gone through stuff and you wonder why. All right, so you can be healed by grace through faith, believing the word, and receive it. Now, remember the story in the Bible, New Testament? I just want to touch on that. Where they cut the hole in the roof and let the man down. Jesus said to the crippled man, "Your sins are forgiven." Remember that? And the Pharisees said, What are you saying? A man said can forgive sins? And so Jesus asked them a question, and I think we need to ask ourselves the same thing. Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, you, or to say, rise up and walk? Be healed. We've been asking God questions, why? And we've asked God questions, how? But God wants to ask us a question today. And Jesus said, what's easier for God? What's easier, for God to forgive all your iniquities or for God to heal all your diseases? And we need to understand in faith, because it's of grace, the answer is obvious. Neither are easier for God because they're both easy for God. I'm trying to encourage you, if you're going through something today, the same way you received forgiveness, I'm saying receive your healing. Turn back around and believe that your God is a God of healing. Receive healing by grace through faith because it's a gift of God. If you're battling something, don't feel condemned either. Well, how come they got healed and I didn't? When my body was attacked, I dove into the truth. I've been healed by grace through faith. And I've received supernatural health in my body. And my body was attacked. Because I received health the same way I received forgiveness, my salvation. I didn't become better now that I have been attacked with disease or whatever, that now I'm going to get better and have greater faith. No. Because all that disease and stuff is trying to get you away from believing in the grace of God. Trying to get you away from this. And so there's, you watch it. People actually leave churches. They leave families. They get divorced because of stuff like this, of wrong belief system. And we have to get to, in our lives, to a place that we simplify, that how do we get healed? The same way we got saved. I learned of a Sabbath lifestyle, sure. Resting in his grace. But my Sabbath lifestyle is not that I'm resting, now I'm going to get better. No, I'm resting in his grace. A Sabbath is not just laying down, even though I enjoy that. Don't you? Yeah. But a Sabbath is resting, having a time frame of turning yourself towards the Lord like David did and remind yourself of his benefits, or what he did for you. I know people that were wonderfully married for many years and they lost their spouse and they stopped going to church. And I'd go over to the house, I'd talk with them, talk to them on the phone, many people. And I would just try to help them. And the one thing they would say is, I don't know why God didn't heal her. Why should I go to church? And let me just say this to you. I get that. I understand that thinking because the thinking is that God punished for some reason. I get that. And that comes straight from the pit of hell. And so I've tried to help people, let them understand, that's not how it is. God loves you. Every funeral memorial I ever do, I remind people of the love of God. How much God loves you. You know, my whole last 2 weeks with Pastor Nolan, it's just reminding myself every day of how much God loves me and how much God loves Pat and her family. Why do I do that? Because I want to be like King David. King David wasn't perfect. I'm not either. But I move, and I'm just asking you, if you want to move into this realm, the prophetic word that was just so perfectly given, Dr. Mila hears the voice of God. If you want that in your life, it's not about becoming better. It's about receiving the gift of God and aligning your belief system to who God really is. He's a loving, compassionate, healing, forgiving God. A Sabbath lifestyle, resting in His grace through a faith receiving the gift. Psalm 103 is a benefit. The same way I say I'm forgiven, I say I'm healed. When disease attacked my body, I said I am healed. Are you a liar? No. I am healed not because of me. I'm healed because Jesus set that apart for me. It doesn't have anything to do with being in shape or being a healthy person. Health is a gift from God and a benefit of grace. Now again, this afternoon, because I have some time, I'm going to work out. I'm tired, but I'm going to work out. Because I believe in taking care of God's temple. We should be praying for health. But isn't it amazing how we pray a lot for healing, but we don't pray and receive the gift of healing? Amen? Did you hear that? That you just, God, you set this apart. I receive it. You are the healer. I receive you in my life, my healer. All right, here's the last question. We'll finish with this. What if, ... you fill in the blank. People ask, what if I'm not healed? What if my friend is not healed? What if my child is not healed? So I'm going to try to give you an answer. We will trust God anyways. Well, that's just a pat answer, Pastor. I want it now. We're called believers, aren't we? If it's a week, a day, a month, a year, 2 years, keep yourself as David, reminding yourself that Jesus Christ is your healer. Do not back away from that. Do not feel guilty because it hasn't happened right away. But you believe. And I promise you, when you do these things, you will be healed. I promise you. Okay? You will receive some amazing moves of God in your life. Because there's this battle, spiritual battle that's going on. I promise you, you will be healed. Strong statement, Pastor. Philippians 1:20 says, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, watch this, whether by life or by death. Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or death. Paul is saying, no matter what, we are going to trust God by God's grace. Dr. Remy, years ago, I'd always hear from him, by God's grace. And it would just like pick up my spirit. And I'd go, why is every time he says that, I kind of like, because that's what I'm talking about. By God's grace, you believe. Let's go on. Let me give you some more answer of that. So there have been situations in your life and in mine, we ask God, and we receive miracles. But in some cases, we have questions. And some of us in this house are even hurt. You're devastated by the things that you've experienced. Let me just tell you, my family goes through the same stuff you go through. There's evil in this world. But we must rise up and know this. God forgives all our iniquities and he heals all our diseases. We still live in an evil world, but God is faithful, and we're going to trust God who is faithful. I want to be faithful my whole life. I want to be faithful to him. I want to be faithful to my wife. I want to be faithful to my children. I want to be faithful to you. I want to walk in the things that is pleasing to the Lord. I want to be faithful to that. But God is faithful to his word. And if I truly believe that, the miraculous begins to happen in my life. And in the spirit realm, let me just say it this way. We don't know how many times that the enemy came in to really go after you. But God said, nope, nope, nope. Why? Because you've been faithful to believe in the grace of God. That's faith. So we're going to trust God. And we're going to walk in this health and break through. So I'm going to ask for if we could all stand. And I want to do something a little bit different than normal. And I really want you to grasp this, because I made a statement, you'll be healed. And I heard in the spirit realm, not audibly, but a lot of confusion. Because we all do this. We go to our experience. We go to what happened or what didn't happen. And what I'm asking you to do is, let's not, you know, put a board up in the foyer, put everybody's name on it. Okay, healed today, not healed today, healed today, and keep record of it. Let's live life with such joy in our heart that we serve a God who paid the price. And what he paid for, he gave it to you as a gift. That what you have to do is not work for it, not earn it, not pay for it, but turn your life, draw near to him, and say, you have given me this by grace. I believe you. And then sometimes, I believe you. And then you go, and you're looking to see it happen. You're looking, did the miracle happen? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 2026, draw near to God and receive his grace through faith. If you're comfortable with this, would you be able to join hands with those next to you? If you're not, that's okay. You don't have to join hands. As you're joining hands, I want you to understand the agreement power is manifesting. Someone said, a parent is only as happy as their saddest child. But there is some truth to that, but I won't receive that. Some of you have children that are not walking with the Lord. Breakthrough is going to happen. Not because you become a better parent, but because you believe God. You draw near to Him. Some of you have come to believe God is not willing to heal you. I want a breakthrough in that. Don't listen to that voice. Rise up. You serve a God of healing. Father, in Jesus' name, I proclaim the truth of the living God. By Jesus' stripes, we are and were healed. It was Old and New Testament and today. Healing is available because it is a gift, not because we earn it. In Jesus' name, Lord, remind us. Remind us continually of your grace, of what you have done for us. So as my church family are here, and many watching online, receive the gift of health in your body. Receive the manifested gift of healing in your body. Jesus Christ has defeated death, hell, and the grave. And today is a day not only of salvation, but it is a day of healing. So receive right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Move all over the country, all over the world. Bring healing, restoration, right thinking. Hurt will go away because now we see the truth as we rise up in all this. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon. We'll see you next week.